When you study Scripture, you find many examples of believers who dared to trust God so completely that they lived courageously. They dared to be faithful to God and live boldly for Him. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church. Welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for joining us as we examine some of the most faithful and courageous heroes of Scripture. We hope this study challenges you to live boldly for Christ today.
Welcome to Day 40 of Dare to Be. Today's is titled, Saved. Dwight L. Moody once wrote, "God can take care of us when we pass through the waters. God can take care of us when we pass through the fires. God is able to take care of us if only we will stand up for Him." Our text for today is from Daniel chapter 6, verses 19 through 22. "Then, at the break of day, the king arose and went in haste to the den of lions. As he came near to the den where Daniel was, he cried out in a tone of anguish. The king declared to Daniel, 'O Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lions?' Then Daniel said to the king, 'O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths, and they have not harmed me, because I was found blameless before him. And also before you, O king, I have done no harm.'" Daniel has spent the night in a lion's den, while Darius spent those same hours in despair. David Helm helps us envision Daniel chapter 6, verse 19. "At break of day, the king hurriedly made his way to the den to see if Daniel had survived the night." Notably, the narrative omits the vantage point of Daniel entirely. We read nothing that speaks of his experience in the night. With dramatic tension on the rise, we are, like the king, left in the dark on Daniel until the breaking in of light on the following day. With the king, we arrive at the den not knowing whether Daniel is dead or alive. Sinclair Ferguson and Lloyd Ogilvie provide additional insight. Poor Darius. He goes without food, entertainment, and sleep. He is powerless to help and driven to despair. His helplessness suggests to us that it is better to be a child of faith in a den of lions than a king in a palace without faith. Early in the morning, he visits the den with a lamenting voice. Verse 20, he calls out, "Has your God been able to deliver you from the lions?" To his amazement, the answer is a resounding yes. Daniel has been delivered. His faith has shut the mouths of the lions. Check out Hebrews chapter 11, verse 33. In answer to his prayers, the angel of God had delivered him. His righteousness was vindicated by divine intervention. Imagine the relief when Darius heard Daniel's voice. Envision the peace that Daniel experienced when the angel shut the lions' mouths. God rescued Daniel from the lions and also delivered Darius from his anguish. We have a God who saves. Daniel persevered through faith, knowing he was living right before God. David Helm highlights Daniel's righteousness. Daniel went on to ground his deliverance in the language of righteousness. God saved him because he was found blameless before him. But it was not just before God. Daniel also told the king in verse 22, "And also before you, O king, I have done no harm. The same idea is reinforced after Daniel is pulled out of the den. And no kind of harm was found on him because he had trusted in his God. That's verse 23. Because of his faith, Daniel is recognized in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 33, as one who, through faith, stopped the mouth of lions. Daniel had an abiding faith in God, even in the most challenging circumstances. He dared to believe that God would save him. It was his faith that caused him to seek righteousness. And by that faith, God rescued him. With that said, God is the one who empowered his faith and enabled his righteousness. God sent the angel to shut the mouths of the lions. While our faith leads to righteousness, that never comes because of our strength. Like Daniel's, our salvation comes only through God's power. Someone may ask, what about those who are faithful to God and die for their belief in Him? James Montgomery Boyce gives this wise answer. We must say, in all honesty, that God does not always rescue His servants in this fashion. Hebrews 11:33 speaks of those who by faith shut the mouths of lions, a clear reference to Daniel. But immediately after that, the book also speaks of those who were tortured and refused to be released, faced jeers and flogging, were stoned, were sawed in two, were put to death by the sword, and suffered other punishments. That's still in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 35 through 37. God calls some to win by living. Others are called to win by dying. But in life or death, God rules, and we are called to serve Him. Will we do it? The world needs those who know God and who will live for His righteousness even when the entire culture turns ferociously against it. Because of the salvation God provides, whether we live or die, He ultimately delivers us. Some questions to consider. Daniel gives glory to God while also stating his innocence. Why is it important for him to declare both truths? How is Daniel's faith strengthened through his crisis and God's deliverance? What does this reveal about the testing of our faith? And finally, ultimately, every Christian will be saved. How does your faith in God help you to trust in His plan? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.